This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Ma'abam. Tonight we're learning Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We'll begin from the beginning of the Mishnah and also the beginning of the new Perek, Perek Chamishi. We read these three lines. We did the Ran's amazing approach. Today in the Eon Share, we spoke out that it's not a unanimous view, but the Mishnah says like this: Hashutfin she'nadru hana zemizet. Shutfin that made a neder one unto another. Simply, we're talking about a case where they assert each other. They assert each other. They went ahead and they assert their friend. They said, "You can't get hana from me." And the other guy said, "You can't get hana from me." So the halacha is, the Tanakhama says, this is a chatzar. This is an area that's not divisible. So what do? Asur and likan is the chatzar. No, neither of us could enter the chatzar. Because if I'm entering the chatzar, I'm using your half. And if you're entering the chatzar, you're using my half. And we can't do that because we assert each other from getting hana. However, Lezer ben Yaakov, Imer zeh nechnas l'tach shalai v'zeh nechnas l'tach shalai. Each one goes within his part of the chatzar. Meaning, when each one goes in, we say that that's their half. Okay, the Mishnah continues. That's what we did last time. The simple way of learning is the way the Ran learns, that Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds yesh breira. Yesh breira. Meaning, when I go into my half of the chatzar, so retroactively, we're identifying that this is my half, and when you go into your half, we're determining that that's your half. Ushneim asurin lahamid rechayim v'tanur or legader tarnegoylem. Even though I could go into my half when I want and you go in when you want, but both of us are usher to put a millstone, v'tanur an oven, or legader tarnegoylem, and to raise chickens. That we're not allowed to do. Why are we not allowed to do that? Why is that usher? Let's see. Meaning, according to the Tanakhama, you can't even go in there. But even Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, who says you're allowed to go into the chatzar, because I'm going to my share and you're going to your share. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov must hold that this far we can't do. I can't set up a millstone, I can't set up an oven, I can raise chickens. Because normally when it comes to walking and entering, I can't stop you and you can't stop me, because that's what we call gratuity. So I have no right to stop you. However, this is something that I could be makbid upon. Look in the Ran. The afagad damrin in perek chaskas abatim, the shutfim ahamada kedi loikapti. Even though we say in chaskas abatim that partners, just by setting up things, they're not typically makbid. Nevertheless, mikamakim ikapti, if they are makbid, yecholin la'akev zeh al zeh, they could stop each other. Va'afal pi shadarkan lavater, the Ran says, even though typically they would forego, vitur asur b'mudar hana. Normally, partners or even a stranger, I would just allow you to walk, to do these things, to set up a millstone or to do any of these things that typically I would not be makbid about. But that's only permitted, that is only permitted if there's no isser hana. But if there's an isser hana, then we can't do that. Then you can't do it. Because that's the fact that I'm allowing you to do that, that's I'm giving you a hana. Haya echad mehem mudar hana mechaveray. What if it wasn't that I asser you and you asser me? What if only one of them was asser from the other guy? So is he allowed to go into, again, two people had owned the chatzar, and Reuven assered Shimon. So could Shimon go in? After all, they both own part of it. So maybe when Shimon goes in, we'll say the same thing, that he's going in. When he goes in, whoever davar, that's, he's going in his share, in his allotted time. And the Mishnah indeed says, yeah, there's really no difference if we aser each other, if only one of them aser the other. When the one who is aser goes in, it's permitted for him to go in. If one of them was mudar hanah from his friend, he's not allowed to enter the courtyard. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Yachal hu loimer lo, he could say, L'tach shali ani nechnas, I'm entering my own part. V'ani nechnas l'tach shalcha, I'm not entering your part. So this is really a very simple statement. It's nothing innovative over what we already said. And therefore the Ran says, Hach bava lo yitzricha lo yirabbanu lo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. This statement is not needed, not for the Rabbana, not for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Bain Lamar, or Bain Lamar, because both according to this one and according to that one, Mali Nidroi, you don't need the net there. Mali Nadru Shneim, Mali Neder Achamehim. There's no difference if they both made a nether or one of them made a nether. Elamisham Seifa Nakta. It only picked it because of the Seifa. What's the Seifa? Let's read the Seifa. The koifin es hanoider limkar es chalkai, the one who made the neder and didn't allow the friend. This is in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The one who made the neder and didn't allow his friend to come in, we force the noider to sell his chelek. What's the reason for that? This is very interesting. Why do we force the noider to sell his chelek? Look in the Ran. Elamishum seifa nakta d'ktani v'koyfin hanoid l'imkar es chalkai. Because when one of them, look at this, the davka kishanadar echamehim, davka when one of them made a neder, mishum d'kivan d'ihu aser. Since you're aser, v'chavrei mutter, and the other guy's mutter, this is going to elicit jealousy. This is going to cause jealousy. In other words, if I aser you, you're not allowed to go in, and I am allowed to go in. That's going to cause jealousy. And jealousy makes people do thoughtless things. Jealousy makes people do dumb things. So if I aser you and you don't aser me, the guy who asered, we force him to sell his chelek. The guy who's not going is going to get jealous. But he's going to use it. Afu, he's going to come to use it. So that he doesn't stumble, we force him to sell. But if they both made a nether and they both can come in, again, this has to be in the L'chor, this is in the Chachamim, not in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Or do we say it's true, even in Rebbe Elazar they're allowed to go in, but you can't put in a Rechayim and a other Kalim. So even Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, there's jealousy. Let's take a look in the Ran. We don't even have to do this Ran, but what else are you going to do Sunday night, you know? No, I'm joking. It's a good Ran to take a look in the Ran.
When
they aser each other, we're not worried because each one will be careful in what he is restricted in the nether because they're both equal. Likewise, if you aser nechasim on yourself, for this reason itself, we don't force him to sell it. Meaning this halacha, that we force you to sell, that's only if Reuven asered Shimon. But if Reuven asered himself, so there's no jealousy. He's not jealous. He did it to himself. It's only going to elicit jealousy if Shimon did it to Reuven, Reuven might come to violate it. But if Reuven asered himself, we're not worried that Reuven's going to be jealous. What jealousy? Nobody told Reuven he has to do this. And then the Ran says, "Vafilu Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov nami deshari likanis lechatzar." Even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that you could go into the chatzar, Kaifin Oisai Limkar, we force you to sell. Because even in Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, there's a jealousy factor.
If Reuven answered on Shimon, why would we force Shimon to sell his portion?
We don't. If Reuven answered on Shimon, we force Reuven to sell his portion. Right? Because Reuven answered his friend. We're afraid Shimon, out of jealousy, will come to go there, or in Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, set up a millstone. Therefore, we force Reuven to sell it. Yeah, you hear, according to the Rambam, this forcing is when A assured B, we force A to allow B to go, to do it. But if B assured himself, we're not afraid, oh, B's going to come to be jealous. A could use it, but B can't use it. Well, B did it to himself. When you do it to yourself, we're not worried about jealousy. Okay. That makes sense? Haya echad min ashuk mudar be'echad mehem hana. Let's say a stranger was usher in hana from one of them. Let's say a stranger was usher b'hana. Not one of the partners. An ish zar, a stranger. He can't go into the chatzar. Meaning, let's say Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven said, I asked Levi from coming into the chatzar. So the Tanakhama, the Chama say, well, he can't come in because when he's coming in, he's getting hana from Reuven's chelek. And Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, when he comes in, Breira says he's not using Reuven's chelek. Breira says he's using Shimon's chelek. Shimon didn't ask her Levi. Reuven and Shimon own a field in partnership. Reuven says, I asked her Levi to come onto the field. So the Tanakhama says, so Reuven can't come onto the field. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says he could. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Yachal Omer Allah, he could say, L'tach shal chavercha ani nechnas. I'm going into your friend's chelek, ve'ini nechnas l'tach shalcha. I'm not going into your chelek. Hamudar hana me chaveroi. Someone can't get hana from his friend. V'yesh toli merchatz ubeis havad muskarim ba'ir. And the guy who he can't get hana from has a bathhouse or an olive press that's rented out to someone in the city. So, Reuven's now to get hana from Shimon, but Shimon's bathhouse or olive press is rented out to Levi. If Shimon still has, so to speak, a handle on the bathhouse or olive press, if he still has some dominion, he has some rights of usage, he's still involved in that bathhouse, usher, then Reuven can't. Reuven ushered Shimon's in Hana. And then Reuven leased out the bathhouse to somebody. So the halacha is, if Reuven still has tfisas yad asr, then Shimon can't get hana. Ein loy b'hem tfisas yad. If Reuven, so to speak, relinquished all rights to the person he rented it out to, mutter, then the person who was asr b'hana cannot use, meaning if he doesn't have any rights to it, then the person could use it. Okay, now the final case of the Mishnah. If somebody says to his friend, we had this a few times already, I believe. We had it on Membez and Membez. Someone says to his friend, I aser with a koinam entering your house. Or buying your field. Mace. And then the guy died. He sold the field. And now the person who asr b'hana wants to buy it. So halach is mutter. Because I said, I asr your house. I asr your field. It's not your house. It's not your field. You died. Now somebody else owns it. However, koinam b'yizeh sh'ani nechas. I asr this house that I'm going to enter. Sado zushanekech. This field. So even if you die, it's still this house and this field. Meis, oishmach el acher, aser, it's aser. Now the Gemara has a fantabulous shayla. You ready for the shayla? The Mishnah, when it says that if two people are aser, two partners asered the field, is it Yiboylehu? They had a question in the yeshiva. The Bnei Yeshiva had a question. Ben Nadru Pligi, the Machloikis Tanakam Rulezim and Yaakov, is Ben Nadru Pligi, where they made an eder. So each one made an eder not to get hanah from their friend. But he diru ze'ezeh, but what if they assered their friend, what's the halacha mai, what's the halacha mi? I mean, ben nadru hu depligi, do we say no? They only argue if they each took a neder that they're not going to get hanah from their friend. Is that where they argue? Avo bihidiru ze'ezeh, but if they assered each other, maybe then the Rabbanon, if they asser each other, maybe the Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Maidu le Rabbanon le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The rabbis would agree to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that they could use it. What's the reason why, if two shutfim make a nether that they're not going to get hana from the other guy's field, what's the reason why the Tanakhama says that they're asser to use it? Because why they have to make this nether? Why'd they have to say, I'm not getting hana from your field? So now that you made this ridiculous nether, we have to accommodate you? We're not going to accommodate you. Nobody asked you to make the nether. But maybe the Tanakhama would agree that if my friend answered me and I answered my friend, then it's not my fault that you answered me. Then maybe the Rabbana would agree to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ava bedira says, if they answered each other, maybe Maidulei Rabbanu Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Maybe the Rabbanu would agree to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Chiyanusim Dami. It's like it's extenuating circumstances. Ideal more, maybe. Afilu bihidiru ze'ezeh pligi Rabbanu. Maybe, even if they assered each other, and I assered you, still the Rabbanu would say that we cannot use this field. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "Mi amrina benidroi hu de pligi rabbanon ava bihidiroi." Maybe the rabbanon only said that I can't go in and you can't go in if we each made the nether on ourselves. But if somebody made the nether on us, maybe moidule rabban the rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov de kanusim dami kolaymer dilma kulu svirale. Maybe really everyone holds the yesh breira. Maybe everyone holds yesh breira, and therefore, really fundamentally, when I use it, I'm going on to my chelek, and when you use it, you're going on to your chelek. Umidina, and therefore, afilu benadru shari. Even if we maybe really we should say yesh breira, and since we say yesh breira, really I'm allowed to go on to the use it, and you're allowed to use it. But the Rabbanon say, no, why should we accommodate you? El the Rabbanon sarvi kansinan luhu. The rabbis hold, we penalize you. Because you made the neder to ask yourself, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov sarvi doi kansinan. Avo bihi diroi. But if I answer you and you answer me, then we do want to, maybe everybody agrees we would accommodate you. Doloi shayich knasa. Why would we knas you? You didn't make the neder. You were asked by someone else. Shari midina, the yesh breira. And va'asya ha deloi kravina d'uka b'plaktaya b'perek shashanaga azvara b'yesh breira v'ein breira. This would be not like Ravina, who says that the machlekes is yesh breira, ein breira. It's not the machlekes. Everyone really holds yesh breira. It's just that they argue in a case of hidirai. Because even though yesh breira, we're going to penalize you. Or maybe, no. Even the Rabbanon hold, even by hidirai, where you assert yourself, it's not because of maybe even behidirai, meaning maybe we argue even by hidirai, that's not because of a knas, it's because I hold ein breira. That's the question. We know they argue if they themselves made the neder. But the question is, why do they argue? We know there's a concept of brera. If they themselves made the neder, is it really ein brera? Does the Tanna Kamma hold ein brera? And therefore, where we ourselves made the neder, we cannot use it because of ein brera? Or really, the Tanna Kamma holds yesh brera? But when we ourselves made the neder, so then we don't want to accommodate you. It's a knas. Why did you have to assert yourselves? But if somebody, if we would have assert each other, then we would go back to the fundamental halacha of yesh brera. That's the question. So the Gemara says, Tashma, come in here. Haya echad mehem mudar hana mechaveroi. If one of them, look in the Lashon of the Mishnah, if one of them what is this going on now? All the way in the beginning of the Mishnah. Haya at the second line. Haya echad mehem mudar hana mechaveroi. That seems like they assert they were assert by someone else. And even though someone else assert and there's no reason to make a knas because it's not my fault someone assert me, the Tanna Kamma says it's still assert. Why? Because of ein brera, upligi rabbanan, the rabbanan argue. Even in the case of echad mudar hanamei chavero, somebody assert their friend, and it's not because of knas. That means the chachamim have to hold ein brera, upligi rabbanan. Says Gemara, no, tani nader mechavera hana. It's not talking about they were assert by their friend, but rather they assert themselves. They assert themselves. Look in the Ran. The Ran says, Tashma hayachmei mudar hanamei chaver pligi rabban. V'stam mudar mechaver katani. Alma afilu bihidiroi pligi. What does this mean? When the Gemara had originally had the question, Mi amrinan binadra yehuda pligi rabbanan. When the maybe the rabbanan only argue when you made the nether yourself, but if somebody else made the nether, not. And here we're seeing haya echa mehem mudar hanamei chaveroi upligi rabbanan. That sounds like that they argue even hidiroi, even when somebody else took even when somebody else made the neder, still the chachamim say ein brera. Stam the Ran says stam mudar hana mechaveroi. Even behidiroi, even if someone else made the neder, still ein brera. So Gemara says no tani nader mechaveroi. Kolaimer dinoider nami mudar karile. If someone made the neder, they're also usher. As a mudar, the mudar masha beimi piyatsa beimi piyachirim. So, tani nudar mechaver hana. Meaning he asserted himself, and since he asserted himself, maybe that's why he's nalada. It's also according to the Tanna Kamma. Says Gemara Hachinam Mestabra. This is also logical. Why the tani seifa. We force the noider to sell his share. Why would we do that? If he assert himself, so then we have to knasim. But if you assert me, in Hana. So I amrit bishlama denadar who. If I assert myself, Let's sing. The Mishnah says that we force the guy to sell his share. Ya'ame bishlam ad another who, if the guy himself made the nether, hainu diktani koifin. So he has to sell. Why? Because since he asserted himself, we don't want him to stumble. I thought just the opposite. Ela i'amrit the adre. But if the other guy asserted him, amai koifin oisai. Why do we force the guy to sell his share? Hamenas anus. It's extenuating circumstances. So if he has to sell his share, it must be, it's because he made the nether on himself. I thought the pshat was the guy had a iser nether on him, and we force the other guy to sell it. Let's see the Ran. Yamre bishlamad dinadar hu, hainu de koifin, we force the person who made the nether to sell his share so that he doesn't stumble. If ishu garam la atzma, el yamre deloy nadar hu, if he didn't make the nether, amai koifin, why do we force him hamenas anus? He's an oinus. So the Ran asks this question. Maybe we force the other guy to sell. So the Ran says, it's not logical that we should have to force someone to sell his own property because he assured his friend. If I asser you, I don't have to sell my property because you might stumble. But if I asser myself, then you have to worry about yourself. If I asser you, it's not my problem that you might stumble. If I asser myself, it is my problem that I might stumble. Okay, that is Mem Vav, Amud Aleph. So you have an extra day to review it. Okay. Hatzlacha Rabbah. Kol Tov.
Good night.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.